Welcome to the second episode of Paul's Beat on OldiesYourWay.com. I'm Paul Pekish. We'll have our usual mix of eclectic music, and on today's show I'll be taking a journey through my early years as a drummer and what influenced me. First, we'll kick off the show with the Everly Brothers doing On the Wings of a Nightingale.
Thank you.
Paul's Beat, that was Brokenhearted Melody by Sarah Vaughan. As I said in last week's episode, the name of this show, Paul's Beat, partly comes from the fact that I'm an active drummer. I'm going to do a bit of a musical autobiography now, showing a bit of how I got into drumming and who some of my influences were as a young drummer. In November of 1971, my mother signed me up to join the Grease Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps just before I turned 11. I met the corps director, Dale Bond, and he asked me if I'd like to learn to play drums or horns. Without really thinking about it, I blurted out, "Drums." I guess that impulsive answer set me up for the rest of my life. They put me on cymbals, and several years later, I moved to bass drum. In this brief clip of the Grease Cadets from 1973, you can hear a little bit of my cymbal playing. Now here's a clip from 1976 where you can hear a bit of my bass drumming. There were four bass drums. Mine was the large one with the lowest sound. In 1975, I started taking drum lessons from Rochester's Carl Dengler. He had led a swing music band for many years, and he hated rock music. He did encourage me to find records to play along with. Since Lawrence Welk is not known for rock music, I learned all the songs on Lawrence Welk's Yellowbird album. I brought the album into one of my lessons one week and played the drums with it. Carl Dengler loved it. Here's one of the songs from that album. You'll recognize it as Del Shannon's Runaway. Certainly a rock and roll song, but to Carl Dengler's ears, Lawrence Welk's version wasn't the rock and roll that he hated. It was a perfect song for me to play along with. That's Runaway by Lawrence Welk, one of the songs I first learned to play my drums to. In 1978, at age 17, I got together with some friends for my first band called Silver Quarry. One of the first songs I learned to play with the band was the Beach Boys' California Girls.
They knock me out with
Another song we played in my basement in 1978 was the Beatles' version of Things We Said Today.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me, somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind. Love to hear you say that love is love, and though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl, we'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind. Love to hear you say that love is love, and though we may blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.
You're listening to Paul's Beat on OldIsYourWay.com. I'm Paul Pakish, and I'm playing some songs that got me started playing drums. In 1979, my band Silver Quarry did a marathon recording session crammed into a tiny studio at WGMC Radio in Greece, New York. We recorded enough songs to fill an hour-long episode of one of the colleagues, Nancy Park, who hosted a live music show called Songfest. Here's a brief clip of one of those songs, You're 16. By 1980, I had chosen some of my favorite drummers who became my big influences in my drumming style. Bun E. Carlos of Cheap Trick probably led the list. Here's Bun E. Carlos and Cheap Trick playing Ain't That a Shame. We'll be right back. That's Cheap Trick with drummer Bun E. Carlos, one of my biggest influences as a young drummer. It's worth noting that the intro solo part to Ain't That a Shame is the first song I ever played on the drums when I met Mary, my future wife, in college. Another influence on me as a young drummer was Ringo Starr. One of my favorite Beatles songs to drum to is Please Please Me. Beatles right there with one of my favorite Beatles songs as a drummer. I'm Paul Pekish, and you're listening to Paul's Beat on OldiesYourWay.com. Up next, another big influence on my drumming style, Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. He has his own simple style of drumming that has become a trademark of the Rolling Stones sound. It's worth noting that when I was playing in my own rock bands, I used to like to listen to Rolling Stones songs in the car on my way to a gig. It helped get me in the mood for the gig and got me thinking about my style of keeping a beat. One Rolling Stones song I've always loved drumming to is Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. Another drummer that influenced me as a young drummer was Clem Burke of Blondie. I used to love to pound out power pop songs like Dreaming.
Restaurant.
You're listening to Paul's Beat on oldiesyourway.com. I'm Paul Pakish, and I'm playing some of the drummers that influenced me as a young drummer back in the late 70s and early 80s. The final drummer that I'm listing as having influenced me as a young drummer is Gina Schock of the Go-Go's. She's only 3 years older than me, so I never really considered her as a role model, but I thought she and all the girls in the Go-Go's were hot, and her style of drumming just looked like a lot of fun to me. Appropriately enough for me as a drummer, and following the title and theme of this radio show, Paul's Beat, here's Gina Schock and the Go-Go's with We Got the Beat. That concludes my look back at the drummers that influenced me as a young drummer. Now it's time for one of my own drum tracks. In 1983, I was part of a band in Rochester, New York called The Mods. My bandmates were Eileen Alexander on lead vocals, Tony Wushler on bass and keyboards, and John Borelli on acoustic and electric guitar. We recorded 3 original songs at Dynamic Recording Studios in the Rochester suburb of Greece. Of the 3, this is the one we all agree is the best. It's a song called Too Late.
I'm listening to the best music you'll find anywhere. On the air, on the web, 24 hours a day, continuous music.
And me, Pom, that no fun, had a face like a currant bun. This adolescent little fella was nicknamed by his friends Odiella. The doctors gave him creams and lotions to try to soothe the boy's emotions, but all in vain, the acne stayed. Henry's hopes began to fade. Then when just about to crack, found another cream medic. When Henry in the mirror peered, his pimples all had disappeared. Henry laughed and yelled, "I got him. Your face is like a baby's bottom."
Keeping it real with today's hit music. Back to back hits.
Happens every day.
It's all good.
Standing alone.
Paul's Beat on oldiesyourway.com. I Can See for Miles by The Who. And before that, 8 Miles High by The Byrds. Now here's John Fogerty with She Thinks I Still Care.
Just because I died
couple songs in a row there by John Fogerty. That was Rock and Roll Girls on Paul's Beat. I'm Paul Pakish, very pleased to have you with us this week. We're coming to you every Thursday evening here on oldiesyourway.com at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Up next, Otis Williams with Ivory Tower. Oh.
Well, then you rock your little baby to sleep. Yeah, then you rock your little baby to sleep. Tell her that you love her. Tell her that you care. Tell her that you miss her almost anywhere. And then you rock your little baby to sleep. Yeah, you rock your little baby to sleep. Take her into your arms. Tell her you love her. Tell her you care. Tell her about all her charms. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, then you rock your little baby to sleep. And then you rock your little baby to sleep. Tell her that you love her. Tell her that you care. Tell her that you miss her almost anywhere. And then you rock your little baby to sleep. Oh yeah, you rock your little baby to sleep. Ooh, 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 ooh.
On Paul's Beat, that's Buddy Knox with Rock Your Little Baby to Sleep. That's it for Paul's Beat for this week. My name is Paul Pakish, and we'll be here every Thursday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on oldiesyourway.com.